I'm all out of ideas. I've been sitting in this chair writing out things for the past 2.5 hours, and my brain has finally decided to give up on me for the time being. Ugh, I'm tired. Kinda hungry. My fingers hurt. My butt hurts. I need to take a break and regain my thoughts. Right now, I need to spend some time away from this computer and go find something to do that doesn't require me to think that hard. I think I'll just go spend some time with that idiot of mine. That should relax me and hopefully get some ideas flowing through my head. Plus, they make for a great teddy bear. I can hug them and squeeze them all I want to relieve all this frustration. Hey, how's it going in here? Sorry for leaving you alone for like 3 hours. I just really have to get this second draft done by tomorrow so my editor can check it over for me before we go to the final draft. I'm almost done though, so just give me a few more hours and then we can spend all night together. Yeah, I'll admit you got me there. I'm just worn out right now. I need a break before I go back to working for hours on end. Plus, I wanted to see you for a bit. I understand that you don't want to bother or distract me, but I really wouldn't mind if you just sat in the office with me. I could use the company while I'm working. Anyway, the real reason I came out here was to make a request. Could we cuddle for a bit on the couch? I just need to relax and clear this writer's block out of my head. Also, you're super cute and comfortable. There's literally nothing better than holding you in my arms. So, you up for it? Nice. I just knew you'd be on board with it. Now, come here, you. Wow, you are very warm. It's so nice. You're like a pillow fresh out of the dryer. I can't believe I didn't stop and do this sooner. I needed this. Do you mind if I squeeze you a little closer? Thanks. I could fall asleep any second now like this. So, what have you been doing for the past few hours without me? Watching a movie? Well, that makes sense as to why I could smell popcorn from the office. So, did you at least enjoy the movie? I know you couldn't watch it with me, but I was working, and I've already seen it. It must have been nice watching a movie during all this rain. So peaceful. It's probably the only reason I've been able to work for so long without taking a break. Until now, that is. My book? Yeah, it's almost done. Right now I'm just stuck on this one part. Explain it? I mean, if you say so. Basically, this knight has just returned from war and decides he should finally confess his love for the princess, but he doesn't know how exactly. The princess loves him back as well, but the two of them are too scared to admit their feelings for each other. So, now I have two characters who are too afraid to confess their feelings, but a resolution where one of them confesses their feelings. I've dug myself into a hole, and I don't know how to get out of it. Do you have any ideas? Scrap the whole idea? But the entire point of the finale is the confession of love between the two. What else could be done? I mean, I want to finish it like this, but I also don't want it to be too normal. I don't want to do the same thing as every other story. I need something different. Okay, all right, I'll hear you out for this. What is it? The maid? Interesting. I never thought of that. Instead of having the princess be the main love interest, I could have the princess support the maid in confessing her feelings to the knight. Instead of choosing the rich and wealthy princess, he chooses the less fortunate maid, bringing her out of a life of loneliness. Then the maid and the knight get married and settle down together quietly. It's perfect. Oh, this is exactly why I needed to take a break with you. I would have never thought of something like this without your help. We make such a great team. Almost good enough to sit together and work. Dang it. It was worth a shot at least. Anyway, I'm gonna go back to working now, thanks to this sudden burst of inspiration. Before I go back to working though, thank you for helping me out with that. That's your compensation, so please don't ask to be paid later. All right, back to work then. I'll see you in a couple hours.